Hello, everybody. Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And I hope the sound is okay. If it isn't, I want you to let me know. We want you to be able to give a call in and make sure everything is working right. The telephone number here is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. And if you want to email a question tonight, you certainly can to info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H-I-C wisdom.com. That's just like the show, Akashic Wisdom, info at akashicwisdom.com. Your questions are welcome. What we're going to talk about tonight is we had originally a while ago. I've been off the air due to some pressing things that I had to take care of personally. Thanks for being patient, and thanks so much for being good listeners and loyal listeners. Really, really appreciate that. But I do want to mention that we were talking about joy and purpose a couple of weeks ago. And what's important for you to understand is that when we were talking about, there was a question that came forward about what if you don't know what you want to do? You know, the question actually was from June 30th. What if I don't know what I'm good at? And we were talking about passion and moving forward and doing what you love. And the question that comes forward is, what if I don't know what I'm good at? When the master's teachers and loved ones, what they would like you to know about that question is that is a question around being concerned about being right and instead of being joyful. So when you're looking at what you're good at, it's the real question is, what brings you joy? What do you do in your life that brings you joy? And what do you do in your life that could be a source of income that you enjoy doing? Is it gardening? Is it working with animals? What do you enjoy? In other words, like, what you're good at is what you enjoy. And so it's really about saying, what do I enjoy doing that, again, could bring an income? So it's really about looking more toward what is within you to answer that question. So when you ask, the challenge is, the master's teachers and loved ones can ask you or can help you move into a plan, if you will, and give you suggestions, but they can never tell you what to do. It's really important to understand that when you want to accomplish something, it has more to do with joy than it has to do with anything else. Now, once you find out what you want, you can certainly move forward into making a plan. And that's what the master teachers and loved ones can help you with. You know, for those people who are just tuning in about and wondering what the Akashic Records are all about, the description of the Akashic Records is on my webpage on bbsradio.com. If you're looking at the store at that page now. And what's important to understand is that the Akashic Records have been here since the beginning of time. They're the energetic receptacle, if you will, of all knowledge and all information. And one of the questions that came forward, again, we can, if anybody wants to call in and talk about their passion or how to move forward on their path or finding their purpose, would love to talk to you. Again, 530-763-1574 or 888-429-5471 are the numbers to call in. But what was important here today, we were talking about, when I say we, it came forward as a few questions. And I know there's some people out there that may be more familiar than others, but we're talking about the Belt of Orion. And there was a program on ancient aliens on television on the History Channel. And what came forward was, what is the relationship to the Akashic Record? What is Orion's relationship to the Akashic Record? And who is Orion, or what is what are the symbols, etc.? What is this all about? And what's important for us to understand, coming from the records, is the records are saying that we are going to be learning more and more about the significance of the constellation Orion in the next year, next 5 years, and next 10 years. It will all become clear. And that the constellation of Orion is and the words I'm hearing are, is our star seed connection. And that the beings from Orion are still on the planet. I mean, we think that they have left, but the reality is there are still Orion, there are still people from Orion here. There are still beings from Orion here on the planet, and they're actually helping people to realize their own greatness. It's like they are the Orionites, I guess that's the best way to explain it, are both in the physical and in the invisible. They have the ability to literally be very chameleon-like in the fact that they can be who we need them to be at the time we need them to, either their help or the challenge. And they can disappear as quickly. The relationship from the relationship of the Akashic Records to the Belt of Orion, the constellation of Orion, is that there is an energy source in the constellation that actually, it's almost like a portal where all the information that from the Akashic Records also is held for the galaxies. For, it's not just our universe, but the universes. That there are different energetic receptacles And the best way to explain it to you, what I'm being shown, is it's not just layers or different levels of consciousness. They're like tunnels, and the tunnels are what holds the energy, and the tunnels within the universe are what connects one universe or galaxy to another. you see, human beings are beginning to become aware that ours is just one galaxy. I mean, scientists have known this for a while. But there are, what I'm hearing, truly billions of galaxies out there, even greater in size than our own. And what is important is the all-encompassing energy is what is held in the Akashic Records. Now, human beings can access certain parts of the Akashic Records, and there are certain species or certain levels of consciousness within us, and what we can access that which we can understand. The Akashic Records will not give us more than we need, more than we can understand. And it has to do with what we are, what our language or our knowledge is. So, for example, if a person is very skilled and adept with mathematics, and they ask questions about formulas, their brain is already, an energetic awareness is already primed, if you will, with the information to receive higher levels of information about mathematics. The same way as a person that's a healer can access higher and more expansive levels of healing by knowing how to open their own Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records of the individual are connected to the star system of Orion based on the ability and the, what they call pre-wiring of the receptacles or the brain levels of the human being. So it is important for us to expand our own consciousness, because as we gather our own knowledge about what brings us joy, we open ourselves to the possibilities of expanding our own brain power. Now, it's also important to understand that, for lack of better expression or term, the ancient aliens that came to the planet that helped the humans build the pyramids on all the different areas of the continent on the planet, rather, basically at the same time. You have to understand that those beings had and still have the ability to assist human beings in expanding their consciousness and expanding their knowledge so that we are able to not only understand what's being given to us, but also combine that to actually create new areas of science. And our science has actually taken off in the last 100 years from to magnificent places, and it's getting even more and more so. And it's the evolution of our abilities to take the information in and then be able to communicate with those beings that are helping us expand our own consciousness. Now, the majority of scientists are really not necessarily aware that they're working with extraterrestrial beings. They're just very smart people, and they're inventing things. And, you know, if you were to tell a scientist, well, you know, getting these ideas from extraterrestrials that are trying to help us save the planet, that a lot of them would call you crazy. But the reality is that's what's happening. We have expanded and gone forward in such a great rate that our science is expanding with the help of those beings that have, it's not evolved so much, but I guess it's the brain has evolved. And at the same time as the brain evolved, in some cases, the emotions of these wonderful extraterrestrials have not caught up. So that there are areas of learning that these wonderful beings are learning from us by observation, from the emotional part. And so, you know, our number here, if you have questions or you have comments about this subject or any subject at all, our telephone number is 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. or Canada. Or you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. So I encourage you to do so. Would love to hear from you, because this is a fascinating subject, but the way that the Akashic Records work best is through your questions. So please do call in with questions about what this means for you. Now, so the question I had was, how does this all relate to the concept of God? You know, the ancients that were on the planet, I'm not talking about the extraterrestrials, I'm talking about the humans, thought of these extraterrestrials as gods and worshiped them. But how did they get that concept? Where did the idea of worshiping gods come from? Well, it came from the ancient human beings that were grateful for the help from the extraterrestrials. So we have to look at the fact that the idea of quote-unquote religion or belief systems were actually started more than, and I'm hearing, 10,000 years ago, when out of gratitude, the human beings that were on the planet at the time moved into deep gratitude to these extraterrestrials that were helping them. There are ruins and there are parts of that we haven't even discovered yet. They'll date back so far that it will astound science. There are ruins and ritual locations now that are so old that are just being discovered, and there's going to be more. And there's going to be more from the ocean as well. Now, what's interesting is the master teachers and loved ones, the Akashic Records, rarely do prophecy, rarely will tell the future. But what's important, the reason this is important, is that we have to be ready and not be afraid when information comes forward. It's really going to be important that we as human beings and if you will, light workers, be aware that when we start hearing more about human beings or beings from other planets, we have to not assume they mean us harm, like the TV or the movie show, but that they are here to help us and have helped us greatly in the past. So it's going to be important. Again, let's talk about this. If you have a comment, if you have some information you would like to share, if you have a question that you want answered, you can call in if you're in Canada or the United States at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. It's going to be very important to talk about this. The other piece of the information here has to do with the understanding that the reason I'm talking so slow is because I'm repeating what I'm hearing from the master's teachers and loved ones. And so sometimes the information comes quickly, and sometimes it doesn't. So I just want you to understand that I repeat exactly what I hear. So I'm just going to give you a history a little bit about Orion, for those people who don't know, and why it's so important. But Orion is a constellation, and it's actually located on the celestial equator. It's visible throughout the world, but it is it's one of the most conspicuous and most recognizable constellations in the sky. Now I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
I'm sorry, can hardly hear you. Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay, did you say your name is Bob?
Yeah, from Colorado.
Oh, hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. The reason why, I don't know if you guys can hear me well over the phone, but for whatever reason, my landline wasn't working well tonight, so they have to, I'm plugged in on a cell phone. Sometimes it doesn't. I can't hear well. So I'm glad that you can hear me and we can move on to your questions. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, you were discussing these particular aliens.
Uh-huh.
And
from Orion.
That I have possibly worked with them.
I'm sorry, you possibly worked with some?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, years ago I had a dream, and I gave you a call, and you had explained through the Akashic Records that it wasn't a dream, where I had been taken up on a ship,
okay,
and I was working with beings, and they were not identified, but I think that it's possibly the ones that you're talking about this evening.
Okay.
They seem to be lacking in emotion, and it appeared to me that I was there and an experiment was being done, or I don't know if you'd call it an experiment, but I was introduced to beings who were not the Orions, and there were other beings there who were not Orions, but I was it was actually really neat to these beings who were not human.
Okay.
They were not grays. They were nothing even mobile. They were like amorphous white blobs, and they just had this incredible emotion of love. And they seemed to know me, and I seemed to know them. And we were put together almost like in a play session, because they seemed to be almost like toddlers of their race.
Okay.
But I was there as something, I don't know what, but we interacted, And then these other beings who were not in the room were observing us, and it seemed as though they were observing us for the emotion.
Uh-huh.
Do you get anything from the Akashic records as pertaining to that, to confirm what I've just said?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because what I'm hearing is those quote unquote blobs of light you were talking about.
Yeah. So
what they are, we actually see them here on the planet. When you see little flicks of light around something, that's actually that those are a part of those blob of energy, if you will.
Are those like, in the form of orbs here on our planet?
Yeah, the orbs. That's exactly right. So the idea is that they're very they're amorphous. They also it's not just that they're chameleon like. Those blobs actually move orbs. I'm going to call them orbs because I don't like the word blob.
Right.
they're like, but they're soft, malleable. The orbs are of energy can expand and contract based on the needs of the individuals that are viewing them. And that when those orbs are seen or when you're in the presence of those orbs, not only is there great love that's given out, but it's extremely calming. I'm not sure what you're exactly asking, but they're verifying that it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you woke up from the supposed dream, how did you feel?
I was laughing my ass off. Pardon me?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said.
Well, the whole episode was just joyful, but what the beings were doing and what I was doing, it was just hysterically funny. And I was laughing so hard that when they put me back, I was still laughing and I couldn't stop. And that's why I remembered the dream.
Okay.
So I probably have had other episodes that I don't remember at all. But this one I did remember. I even remembered being taken up. And that was something I wanted to ask about as well because it was really interesting.
Okay. And
when they when they took me up, it was almost like a reverse teardrop of energy that came down over. I was up in Alaska, living in a tent in a fish processing camp with like 300 other people, and this energy shield or whatever encompassed the entire camp, and it not only went over the entire camp, it went down through the earth, almost like a shovel of a big, huge steam shovel. But it wasn't disruptive of it at all. As a matter of fact, I interacted with the energy, and the energy had a sentient life form of its own. So I wanted to confirm that through the Akashic records. Did they confirm that?
You broke up right before you said confirm.
I just wanted to confirm through the Akashic records that I actually did remember that correctly, where I interacted with the energy.
Yes.
Okay, because that was really cool. The energy itself is so interesting. It told me everything about itself. It was like, okay, yeah, it confirmed to me that I had actually interacted with it before, but they had upgraded it.
Okay.
It was just so cool. I'm sorry, I just wanted to tell somebody about that because it was really cool.
That's great. That's fine.
But then, when we were being taken up, I don't think it was physical. I think it was some sort of an energy or a different aspect of us. Is that correct?
Well, your physical bodies were not necessarily taken so much as your. It's more like an essence and a consciousness. It's
okay.
Like your energy was kind of melding with their energy.
Sure.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And the thing that I thought was cool is that when we were being taken up, because it was the whole camp, but I turned around to tell everybody, and they were all asleep except for me.
Well, their physical bodies were there, but that was all.
Right. Well, their
consciousness nobody really talked
was
about it either.
As well. Pardon me?
I'm sorry. What? No, you said no. Something was well. I have a kind of a delay here.
A delay. I was saying that my consciousness turned around, and I was like, "Hey, guys, we're being taken up," and of course, everybody else was asleep. So I'm pretty certain that a certain aspect of everybody was taken up.
Yes, that's true. But but there's some that remembered more than others, but they wouldn't talk about it the next day because they didn't want to appear crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, it's like there's people that will, they'll probably deny it because they wouldn't want that it was not within their belief system, and so the idea is they couldn't explain it. So basically, because they couldn't explain it, it's something they wouldn't talk about. I guess that's the best way to say it.
It took me a long time. I remembered the dream, but there was no way to process it at that time.
Right.
Now, the main reason I was giving you a call and explaining about that was these beings, they really do not know emotion how we do.
Right.
Their mental abilities are so far advanced from us that it's absolutely ridiculous. So my question of the Akashic Records pertaining to this is what I kind of feel. So the question is this. If these beings were to go ahead with their incredible mental powers, and if they were to be immersed in emotion how we are, would it act, their mental abilities act as an amplifier where it would hurt them if they experienced a negative emotion? That would be my fear.
Well, it's not so much that they would hurt them. One of the reasons why what I'm hearing is that they don't have a handle on emotion is because they are so mentally advanced and because they are so powerful with their scientific abilities that if they were to actually feel the full range of emotion of not only love but also of anger,
right,
or hate, if you will, then
exactly.
Things could become very destructive. So that they have been created without a lot of emotion. In fact, that's one of the reasons they've come to help us and observe us, because of their lack of emotion, yet their understanding of pain. Because it's almost in their mentality, they understand, they look at us as as beings they have to take care of because of our emotions.
Well,
we're not as evolved as they are. I'm sorry, what?
I said they seem to really want to experience emotion.
They do, but
or at least they want to understand it.
What they do is they experience it through us because they're malleable. They can almost like not. They can actually merge with our energy to feel it without having to act on it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you? And there was like it's they can get so close to us that they can actually feel it without being attached to it. I guess that's okay, so what happens is, what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying is that when they merge or they observe through us, it's like us watching a movie.
Okay. So they can see with our eyes, and
they can feel our emotions, but they can also be distanced because it's just like it's just the same thing as us watching a movie. We can get involved with the movie, we can cry at the movie, we can get scared of the movie, whatever, but we'll literally walk away from the movie and be done with it.
All right.
And that's the best way to explain how they are experiencing emotions with us.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It's just that when they try to experience emotions, at least I noticed when on the ship, when they turn on their mental abilities to try to soak up the emotion, it just absolutely waylays a human being.
It what?
It waylays a human being. You cannot just sit there and take it. It's just too much.
Okay.
I'm not certain if you've experienced that with any beings or not, but
no. I'm not. When you say it waylays them, I don't understand that concept.
Right.
In what you're saying.
All right. It's almost like you can. Their thoughts are going and penetrating through your skull into your brain, and it's just incredibly invasive. It would freak out a human being. It's like if they get excited about a human emotion, they want to experience it, that's when they turn on their brains and they focus on you, and it just, it was too much for me, I should say that.
Did it paralyze you?
Well, that's when I woke up. They immediately took me away from that environment. But I was in the middle of laughing. So when I woke up, I was still laughing, but I remembered everything about that.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
I know.
Very interesting.
Now, well, I have another question.
Sure.
I had another experience with beings, but they were here on Earth when I was a small toddler. But the same sort of focused mental ability of those beings was directed at me as a toddler. It was similar to the beings on the craft. I just want to know if they were the same ones or not when I was 3 and a half in Ohio.
Yeah, no, actually what I'm hearing is those were Pleiadians.
Oh! Pleiadians are pretty harsh, too, when they focus on you.
Well, you know, the Pleiadians and the Orions can interact, you know what I mean? And it's like based, it's almost like they kind of have, I don't want to say split up the planet, but there's evidence of both Pleiadians and Orions from and different places on the planet.
Okay, then I have another question.
Okay.
I was approached by a light being when I was up in the Tetons, the Akashic record says that they were ancients that live underneath the Tetons.
Right.
Were they either Palladian or Orion? Or the one who approached me?
Well, not getting an origin. I'm getting a blank on origin. So they were.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Was it a gray?
No.
Okay,
no, no, no. It wasn't anything that could put. That it was.
It was more 3D, even though it was a light beam.
Well, I'm hearing that it was more of an intergalactic kind of a council person. It's almost like there are beings out there that have no origin. The origin is energy. The origin is love. The origin is whatever. But they don't have an actual location of origin.
All right. So, my question is this.
And those beings interact with all the different constellations and galaxies, and it's almost like they have a higher intelligence and a greater sense of being of peace.
That guy did? Really?
And that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, because. Well, I was actually really confused at the time that it happened. I had absolutely no clue that there was a light beam outside of my tent like 12 years ago or whenever it happened.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really know about aliens and stuff at that time. I thought it was a bear.
Yep.
So I acted kind of aggressively.
Right.
So
you were coming from a place of fear, and what they were doing was they were mimicking your reaction.
Yeah.
They were mirroring your reaction.
So
if you would have approached it with love, they would have mirrored love.
But he came to me at night in the middle of the night. I was in my tent, for God's sakes. There was a bear 2 miles away from my campsite, and it scared me that evening, so I actually built up a huge bonfire, went to sleep with an axe, and I was expecting trouble, and then this guy showed up.
Well, he meant
didn't
you no
he
harm.
Understand that? But no, I know, but didn't he? Because the other guys would have known everything about me, and they're, you know. So, was he of a lower, less intelligent being, or what?
No, it was just, it was really more curiosity. What I'm hearing is more curiosity than anything. It wasn't trying to hurt you or scare you, or it wasn't a matter of a logic, that there is something 2 miles away that would have scared this human for those, therefore I'm not going to do it. It just, that didn't occur. It wasn't even part of the mindset.
Okay, could you physically describe the guy? Because he must have been enormous. Was
I'm sorry,
he?
What?
Could you physically describe him? Because he must have been huge from my just calculations.
Yeah, he was huge.
Okay, could you tell me how big he was?
He was more than 8 foot tall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Here's what's important for you to understand,
okay,
is that the phenomenon known as Bigfoot,
yeah,
are actually extraterrestrial studying the foliage of the Earth.
Sure.
And the reason why you have sightings of Bigfoot all over the world is because they have bases all over the world, but they're underground in the forests.
Sure, but that was not a Bigfoot, because the last time I called in, I asked, and you told me it was not a Bigfoot.
I'm just telling you that it's tall like a Bigfoot. In other words, like,
oh, sure.
There are different types of Bigfoots. It's the idea is there could be a Bigfoot that's just energy. There's Bigfoots that could be look human-like, and there's Bigfoots that look like bears, okay? Or Wookiees, you know, like from Star Wars. They're all categorized in the same Bigfoot type of a... That's what they're telling me now. It's almost like it's like a category rather than a way of looking, a description of the way they look.
Okay.
Because they're tall, because they're big, because they have, because of that kind of generalization, if you will. But it wasn't a Bigfoot.
Right.
That makes
this
sense.
This was like
I
an energy beam.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That was like an energy beam.
Right.
Right.
But to be quite frank with you, it was the energy being without the look of the Bigfoot. That's why it wasn't written. In our terms, it couldn't be categorized like a Bigfoot. But the reality is at the time that you asked about whether or not it was Bigfoot or not, an answer of yes to that would have put that experience into a category that it wasn't.
Okay. Actually, this is the thing that was interesting about that. I didn't ask the question. I was thinking it, and you offered that from the Akashic Records. You said, they're telling me it's not a Bigfoot.
That's right. But the idea is...
Okay.
Because there was a part of it that if you... Humans have a tendency to put things in little boxes and categorize. Well, this is that, and that's this, and this is this, and that. So therefore, if that's this, it can't be anything else. So you have to be able to look at it from a point of view of a place of loving and understanding more than anything else. Like you're a magnet to different extraterrestrial spiritual stuff because you're open to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so because you're open to it, Bob, you're able to see stuff that normal people or regular people don't see. It's not that it's not even around, it's around them, they just don't see it. You, on the other hand, see it.
Yeah, that's a bit frustrating at times, I guess, but I understand.
No, it doesn't have to be frustrating. We've told you this before. We're going to tell you again. Anytime you have a situation or experience like that, it's important to stop, take a deep breath, and ask, why are you here, and what message do you have for me? You're being shown this stuff because there's information that needs to come to you at the time. It's not just to freak you out.
No, I understand that.
You need to be able to start asking the questions and asking, why are you here? What do you need to tell me? What is your message for me? How can I help you? Or what do I need to know from you to help the planet or myself?
Okay, that's interesting. Will I get the information immediately or will it come later in a dream?
Well, why don't you wait and see?
Okay.
Because every situation could be different. We're asking you to notice something.
Okay.
That just the mere question of, am I going to get it right away or is it going to come later? You're going to put it in a box. And then that box, if that box doesn't get checked off, then it's not going to be a meaningful experience. Please understand that's not the way it is. It's not always the same. And you can't put things in boxes to try and understand it. It just has to be. You need to be open and receive it and be willing to be curious about it enough to ask questions of what's being presented to you and then document
it. Okay. That's very good. Very good.
You know, okay. Yeah. And remember, putting things in boxes is a pattern of yours.
And I'm going to ask another question that might be a pattern box type deal.
Okay.
when I have that interaction with the
people. But just so you know, I have about not even a minute left because there's somebody following me. Okay, so do you want to get into this now, or do you want to wait until next week?
We'll wait because, actually, this is a pretty quick question if you only have a minute.
Okay.
Being up in the Tetons, it approached me the week before 9/11. Was there any connection?
If you would have asked questions, you would have found the connection. You didn't ask the question, so it's not worth even talking about now.
Okay. So there could have been a connection there at that time.
Could have.
Okay.
But it's past, so it's not relevant anymore.
Well, I'm just trying to understand it in retrospect.
So just understand this. From this point forward, start asking questions when it happens.
Right. Now, verbally or telepathic?
There's a box again. Why don't you do it the way it feels comfortable at the time? You know, I mean, if you're in a group of people and you see something and nobody else sees it, you might want to do it telepathically. If you're alone and something shows up, you can do it verbally if you want to, or you can do it telepathically. Whatever feels right. It's about trusting you.
Okay? All right, well, that was very helpful all the way around.
Okay, good. Well, I'm so glad you called in. It was great talking to you. And I do have to sign off now because I got somebody else following me. But thanks for calling in, and I look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Okay, you bet.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, folks, we're coming to the end of our show. And I want to thank you so much for everybody for listening. I hope the information that was shared tonight was helpful to you. So we're going to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.